Hey everyone, my name is Dave Nixon and welcome to the Alpha Theta Flow podcast. This is Flow 665 and today I'm going to continue on from my part one of my virtual book launch. Book celebration, like I said, it definitely had a lot more to do with celebration. And this is actually like anyone that knows me probably and worked with me a bit more personally, this is actually a practice of my own. And one of the things that I was challenged with and struggled with for many years was actually counting the things that I did. It was easier for me to discount. And I think in Australia, the general term, there's two terms. One is tall poppy syndrome, and any poppy that rises above gets cut down. So the idea of not being perceived to be full of yourself is paramount, which is also very, very dangerous. It keeps a lot of people playing under their potential. And the second thing is the imposter syndrome, which I've discussed on many podcasts before, but imposter syndrome isn't real. And the fact that we give it a name and a title gives it life over us, so to speak. It's actually not a syndrome. It's usually just a lack of trust in ourselves, which is a really interesting component. Yeah, it's different for each person, but a lot of the time it comes down to the core structure of a lack of trust in one's self. Really interesting stuff, and I guess that's what the book is actually pointing at, the opposite of that, right? Which is pretty funny. So celebrating the book and going and writing that as an achievement, contributing to the world and doing what's important for myself, especially because I didn't finish English in year 12. All of my writing and presentation and speaking, although I've done a couple of short courses within different types of trainings, it's all self-learned. It's from reading myself and reading what I found interesting and then learning to get my thoughts out. And one of the core things for me when writing the book was making sure that whether you listen to a podcast, you come to a seminar, you meet me in person, you read my book, you read a blog, that all of those things are on brand. You can read it in my voice. And that was crucial because it needed to be conversational so it was easy to consume. And it was really important. And so to continue on with the story of how the book came to be, we need to fast forward to about mid-2018. So mid-2018, I went into shutdown an email account that I was no longer using. And I think I checked like once every 2 years. And there was an email, it was a bunch of spam emails, but there was one email and it was from a website slash company called Publishizer. And for some reason, out of the 90-odd thousand spam emails, marketing emails that I received over a very long period of time, I decided to click on this particular one. And basically, Gander, his name is, who went through and reached out to me from Publishizer, his job was to go through LinkedIn profiles and find people that matched a skill set to the types of books that they were wanting to promote and sell. And so Publishizer isn't a publisher. Publishizer is a, it's called a Kickstarter. So it's a Kickstarter specific for authors who are wanting to promote a book. So they're the middleman. Then if they get enough pre-orders, you have to put together a synopsis, a video, and fill out this whole information sheet and write a couple of chapters and all that. And then the more pre-orders you sell over the next month, you get put in front of bigger publishers. So from the self-publishing, then independent, hybrid, traditional, and then the big five. And so I ended up going, sure, why not? Let's do it and see what happens. Funnily enough, I was fortunate enough, I think I sold about 323 copies. 100 of them actually went to a good friend, and that friend said, look, I'll buy 100 and just give me a membership at the gym for a year. And so at the time, I mean, I had business partners. I didn't tell them. I just was like, sure, I wanted to sell as many books as I could. And that's what really got me over the line. I mean, don't get me wrong, there's still about another 100 people that bought one book. That's, you know, 150 people that bought one book. That was crucial. But the guy that did end up selling the 100 books, buying the 100 books was a lifesaver, a game changer for me. And that put me in front of a particular publisher called Myer Meyer Sport. Now, I knew nothing about Myer Meyer Sport, never heard of them before in my life. And they're based in Germany. And so they showed interest, and I actually got an email from the CEO of Publishizer that was like, hey, Myra Myers Sports, they're a traditional publisher. They're the biggest publisher that's looking at you. You should definitely catch up with them and try and go with them. And I was like, sure. Being very, very green to this type of situation. And so I ended up booking a meeting with a guy. I can't remember his name. And as the meeting time came around, I got an email saying, hey, you know, let's call him Matthew. Matthew's no longer works here. I know he's got a meeting with you. I'll jump on, but I'm not too sure what it's about. And so here I am now on a video call with, her name's Liz. She's American, living in Germany, working at Myra Myers, who has no idea what Publishizer is, and no idea what I'm on the phone call about, but was told to jump on anyway. So I filled them in and explained everything. They got all the links from Publishizer, and they would have spoken to Lee from Publishizer as well. And then we agreed and put together a contract around a book, and the working title was The Human Movement, and that soon changed to Mining Yourself. And so the actual campaign was done under The Human Movement, and then they, because the traditional publisher actually owns the rights to the book, I have a 6% royalty, so to speak, from the book. But it also means that I can't grab the book and just start using it for promotional material necessarily, because I actually don't own it. They do. Which also means that then they pay all the editors. They do all that sort of stuff. I'm not out of pocket at all for that. And one of the other reasons why I went with them is because they have such a big reach in the States. So fast forward and signing the contract in September 2018. And that same week, I had two business partners step back. One step away completely, and the other one stepped back from directing but is still working here today. And I then ended up taking on the business, and the business was in a big chunk of debt at the time. That was a contribution from a number of factors. And we hadn't got rid of it for about 5 years. And so at this point, I was earning next to nothing. I had a contract for a book. I had a bunch of people step back, and it was both some of the most challenging periods, but also the most free periods of my life. And I went about writing the book in chunks. Funnily enough, with that, I would actually book a hotel and go there for 2-3 days, and I would literally write. And it was such an interesting experience, because I had no idea if what I was writing was making sense. Like, I was getting so lost in like the little space that I was in, and then writing it in chunks. It was such a big lesson, and saying that I'll take on to the next project for sure. But it was phenomenal going through that process and finishing the manuscript in pretty much in April or around May, and which is 2 months behind. And so in that period as well, we paid off $40,000 worth of debt through the business. We came back out into the best position we've been in a very, very long time. It was a very hectic period. That's when I got a puppy during that period, just for shits and gigs, and worked my ass off, and I had great support. And I got paid out a little bit, because at the front of the book, it actually says a big thank you to Petey, my little mini schnauzer, but also it says thank you to my fiancée. And I got in trouble because I didn't say Gina's name, which is quite funny. And also because I wrote that in the manuscript before she was my fiancée, before I actually proposed. So it's interesting. It's probably one of the only things I would change about the book. But Gina was a massive support for that as well. I mean, writing something like this is a team effort. People had to take care of the business, the gym, while I wasn't here. Like, it's a team effort. And I think that can often be unseen. But that book is... I'm simply the filter that those thoughts are coming through. There's been hundreds of people that have been a contributor to that book in so many different ways. And I think that's a beautiful way to see any project like that, or any business like that, that it's not just a product of the individual. It's a product of the individual's experience of everyone else around them. So it's quite phenomenal. So that's part two of my virtual book launch. If you want to check out Publishizer, if you're interested in writing a book, if that's the kind of thing that you want to do, I don't get any kickbacks from Publishizer at all. I recommend them. I've had a few people go through there before and do the same thing. I think it's really crucial to do your homework and reach out and find out what makes a successful campaign. Because at the end of the day, books are known as bestsellers, not best writtens. So really important to know how to market it, how to communicate it, what angle, whether you're writing it for you or whether you're writing it for a market. It's a really important consideration. But that's enough for me for today. Thank you very much for tuning in. If you found this podcast beneficial, it would mean the world to me if you'd pass it on to someone else who you think would also find it beneficial. If you haven't already, you can grab a copy of my book, Mining Yourself, anywhere online that sells books or at alphathetaflow.com if you'd like one personally signed by me. If you're an athlete, a coach, or a high performer and you want to find out how to find your flow, then check out alphathetaflow.com and get in touch because I'd love to have a chat with you. But that's it from me. Big love. Peace and pizza. I'll see you all soon.